Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our children face more health challenges than we as parents ever did, and it can be challenging as a parent to be sure that you're doing the right things for your family. The advice can be overwhelming. I believe that moms are an absolute force of nature and have the most ability to create change. And that's why I created the Wellness Mama podcast, to give simple answers for healthier families and to cut through all the noise. With over 700 episodes, the show has tons of practical tips on topics like real food, stress, sleep, fitness, toxins, natural living, and so much more to give you actionable steps to improve your family's health. Simply search for Wellness Mama, spelled M-A-M-A, on your preferred podcast platform to join the hundreds of thousands of regular listeners.
I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. A special thanks goes out to Sue Couture, who, after listening to Sleepwave via the Sleepiest app, has written in to let us know how much she enjoyed our episode, Appreciating Your Body, and how it helped her drift off into a peaceful nap. We're so happy to hear that. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know via the reviews on Apple Podcasts. We read them every day, and your ratings and reviews help us reach even more people who need a little help with their sleep right now. A few years ago, I started making monthly intentions. My dear friend and I would share them with each other, write them down at the top of our calendars, and then check in about them at the end of the month to discuss how or if the intention impacted our month. It's been about 7 years, and we still do it every month. Lately, my intentions have become more like affirmations. Some of my recent favorites are, there is enough, things are always working out for me, and I am calm and balanced. These affirmations sit on post-it notes in my recording booth where it's easy for me to see them and remember, oh, yes, I am calm and balanced, which is an especially nice thing to see in the midst of busy days when I sometimes feel anything but. These little post-it note reminders do wonders for grounding me and helping to remind me how I want to feel, and more importantly, how I can choose to feel. I love playing with the power of intention before sleep, too. It can be a simple intention, like saying, I hope to sleep well and wake up refreshed tomorrow, but can also be more targeted. Tomorrow, my son is going to daycare for the first time, and to say I am nervous is an understatement. So tonight, as I go off to sleep, I'll be envisioning us both getting a good night of rest, waking up easily and having a sweet morning together, us getting him to school on time. I'll envision him liking his teachers and being intrigued by the other children. I'll envision myself having a productive day and picking him up in the afternoon to have a beautiful evening together, treasuring our time together that much more for having to have some time apart during the day. Tomorrow may go exactly as I've envisioned it, but it will likely have some variance. That's okay, though. Simply having the intention for us both to feel confident, good, and have fun is enough to help me expect it and give me something to reground into when moments get tough. Tonight, I invite you to make an intention about how you'd like to sleep tonight and how you want to feel tomorrow. If there is anything going on in your life that you'd like to shine some extra light on, I encourage you to envision that tonight during our meditation. For now, let's dive in and meditate together, breathing deep and getting cozy as we settle in for a night of deep rest and a beautiful day tomorrow. This is Setting Clear Intentions Before Sleep by Billy Gill. One of the most amazing abilities that we have is setting clear intentions for our day, for our night, for the next 5 years, or for the course of our lives. We are intelligent creatures. Just by virtue of being alive, we can understand ourselves and the world around us, at least enough to exist and respond to life. This is no small task when you consider just how complex life is. We possess a kind of intelligence that includes the conscious choices we make on a daily basis, but also goes beyond them. Your body, for example, knows how to extract oxygen from the environment and use it to convert food into energy in order to nourish and sustain itself. Something so fundamental to life scarcely registers in our minds, but is nonetheless miraculous. The urge to take the first breath when we are born, for example, is no accident, but evidence of this intelligence at work. On another level, that intelligence allows us to make plans for our lives and put those plans into action in order to experience them coming to fruition. Again, it seems so obvious to most people that this is just a part of life, which, of course, it is. But bringing awareness to how wonderful it is to have this kind of influence on the world gives us an appreciation for how remarkable we are and how exhilarating life can be. Tonight's sleep meditation is on setting clear intentions before sleep so that when you awake in the morning, you can follow your heart where it leads you. As you settle into a comfortable position, allow plenty of time to make any adjustments. There's no need to hurry into this. If possible, lie flat on your back in a relatively symmetrical position. You may choose not to use a pillow so that the back of your head lies in line with the spine, and your neck can keep its natural curve, leaving a little bit of space between your bed and the back of your neck. By tilting your forehead slightly backwards, your chin and the bridge of your nose are at roughly the same height. This creates a sense of openness in the front of your throat and allows the breath to flow more smoothly through the throat region. If you are uncomfortable without a pillow, then please feel free to keep a pillow beneath your head. These are general guidelines for the optimal position, but the most important thing is that you feel comfortable and that your breath flows easily and smoothly. Take a moment to notice how the breath is flowing. Is it shallow or deep? Heavy or light? Smooth or coarse? There is no right or wrong way to be breathing at this point. Your awareness of the breath is where your focus should be. Sometimes the breath is a little shy when you first cast your attention on it, but in a few moments, your breath will acclimate to that attention and flow in a regular way. Just be patient with the breath and notice what you can notice about the quality of the breath. Imagine that you are looking in a mirror and you are able to see the expression on your face. Don't do anything to your facial expression, but try to imagine the expression that might appear on your face when you are feeling calm, relaxed, and steady. Setting intentions is a practice. Practice means that you are consciously trying to become more adept, more skilled, more masterful. It's a process that takes time and some commitment. As you begin to formulate your intention, don't be discouraged if you have trouble coming up with an intention at first. It could be very simple and general. You might say mentally to yourself something like, "I will become more loving," or "I will awaken my heart's desire," or "I will achieve success in all I endeavor." Perhaps you'd like to make an intention that is more focused on sleep, such as, "I will rest well tonight," or "I will wake up in the morning feeling happy and refreshed." Any of those intentions would be suitable for this meditation and would have a profound impact on your life if stated with feeling and conviction. However, if you would like to make a more specific intention that pertains to your life and your wishes, take some time now to form an intention in clear, simple language. Sometimes we are afraid to actually put our deepest desires into words. You may even judge yourself for desiring them at all. This intention is very private and very personal. Give yourself permission to explore for a moment what you truly wish to see come true in your life. And in clear, simple language, try to formulate a positive statement that whatever you desire will come to pass. When you have found this statement, silently, in your mind, repeat this statement 3 times to yourself with full feeling and conviction. With practice, you may refine your intention, and it may change, but for now, stay with whatever statement you have chosen. Now that you have stated your intention with sincere resolve, it is important to release it into the silence of your subconscious. Just as a seed will never sprout and take root and bear fruit if you just hold it in your hand, so too your intention will not thrive if it never reaches your subconscious. By stating your intention and then releasing it, you are able to relax and let the subconscious begin to integrate it. Then, when you awake tomorrow, you will make 1,000 small choices that are subconsciously oriented toward bringing your intention to fullness. So, for now, don't feel that you have to keep your intention in the forefront of your mind. Rather, just follow the sound of my voice and have confidence that your intention will come to fruition. Take a slow, deep breath through your nostrils, if possible. Open your mouth and release the cares and worries of the day. If you need to inhale through your mouth for any reason, that's okay. Breathing through the mouth is better than not breathing, but if you can, take another deep inhale through your nose. Notice the feeling of fullness at the top of the inhale. And when you're ready, open your mouth and let the breath go. Feel the release of tension in your whole body. Perhaps you linger for a beat or two before, once again, breathing in through the nostrils, brief pause, and then exhaling through the mouth, feeling any tension or worry flow right out of you. Continue breathing in and out through the nose, if possible. Let the breath guide you. Imagine that the breath is breathing itself, and you are simply watching the intelligence of the breath as it sets its own rhythm and performs all the necessary actions by itself. You're not doing it. You are a witness observing the breath. Continue just observing the breath for some time. Bring awareness to your physical body, the whole body, all at once. You may find that there are areas of your body that are not as available to your awareness as some other areas. This may mean that there are some obstructions in your body or mind around these regions, which is normal. We will now practice moving your attention from one part of the body to another. And if you encounter an area that feels reluctant to take on your awareness, simply notice that without judgment and continue to follow my voice as I guide you through the various areas of your body. With some practice, you will be able to gradually bring more awareness to these parts of the body with ease. The process is the important thing. Bring your attention to the right hand, right hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, the palm of the hand, the back of the hand, wrist, elbow, shoulder, the right waist, right hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, the top of the foot, the sole of the foot. Thank you. big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Bring your attention to the left hand. Left hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, the palm of the hand. Elbow, shoulder, the left waist, left hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, the top of the foot, the sole of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth. Now, bring your awareness to the back of the body. The back of the body. The right shoulder blade. The left shoulder blade. The spine. Right buttock, left buttock, the whole of the back, bring your attention to the front of the body, right chest, left chest, the abdomen, the whole of the front body. Bring your attention to the top of the head. The top of the head, the back of the head, temples, forehead, right ear, left ear, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, right eye, left eye, the bridge of the nose, the tip of the nose, top lip, lower lip. The thin line where the two lips meet. The chin. Throat. Return to your intention, and with confidence in the certainty of your success, repeat it silently in your mind 3 times. Don't change it. Release the intention deep into your subconscious by simply letting it sound in the mind and then release it into silence. Release the intention into silence. As you sleep, your subconscious will integrate the message you have sent to yourself, and it will become integrated into your nervous system. Whatever needs to be understood in order to bring your intention to fullness will become clear to you. And may occur as a moment of clarity, seemingly out of the blue. This is because the subconscious will have been working on the best way to bring the intention which you introduced with sincere resolve into being. When you practice this way, you will surely see your intention come into being. Remember to release the intention. There is no need to hold it in your conscious mind. This would only hinder the work of the subconscious. It is enough to release, relax, and sleep with the full knowledge of the certainty of your success. Sleep. Sleep.